Katsushika Hokusai, Chrysanthemums and Horsefly, from the Large Flower series. Again, here is Matthew Welch from the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
This is a huge tradition of depicting chrysanthemums in Japanese history. They're the imperial flower. It was believed that, you know, if you took a cotton cloth and went out at morning and dabbed the dew off of the chrysanthemums, that was good for your complexion. If you harvested tender petals and steeped them in tea, that would help you live a longer life. The symbolic relationship or belief in the chrysanthemum that the Japanese and the Chinese have held for a long time. Hokusai is not addressing that entire tradition. He's looking at flowers that were maybe long known in Japan, but there's a new sort of scientific interest in them. And so what Hokusai is really doing is taking all of these most popular hybrids that he's experiencing at the time and putting them all together in a remarkable composition. It might look very naturalistic, but in fact, there's many, many different kinds of chrysanthemums that are blooming here all at the same time. It's very unlikely that you would ever chance upon a scene like this in a garden. And he's going one step further. He's arranging the petals and the leaves and so on in an almost abstract pattern. He's not being obsessively naturalistic. And so my contention is that occasionally Hokusai integrates an insect or an animal, amphibian. There's a frog in another one of these compositions. Rather than there being some sort of lofty symbolic bird, like a crane, which would suggest longevity, or egrets that nest and raise their youngs would suggest procreation. In this case, he chooses something that's sort of counterculture, a horsefly, pair with a type of flower that's been lauded throughout Chinese and Japanese history. So there's a kind of ribbing, I think, that's going on here, a visual ribbing.
Press the green button to learn about the rarity of this print and how it entered the Gale collection. For a quote from Hokusai about his ambitions as an artist, press the red button.